This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You could be Bill Belichick.
Yeah, so what the frig is going on there?
Listen.
She wanted creative control over Hard Knocks, Doran?
Yep. I mean, I have a theory that I'm not going to say on air that I've told you before, but very odd for somebody that ran his organization for how many years, like the White House. Like, it was like you couldn't even walk. You had to walk a certain way when you were walking in the building. And now this is like, it's weird. He's whipped.
So he's wearing a tattered Navy shirt.
That's right.
She's wearing a Navy shirt. He's the head football coach at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's telling him what to say.
Yeah.
He's won six Super Bowls.
More if you go back to the time as the Giants DC.
He's a six-time Super Bowl winning head football coach. And he's being told what to do and looking over and seemingly just wanting, like, for approval.
It's crazy.
Was she 24?
Something like that, yeah. It's crazy.
North Carolina is now reportedly concerned about her control. You signed, I mean, I think they were a thing prior to.
Sure.
They didn't think that they'd be a thing, though.
What boggles my mind is, have you been to Chapel Hill?
No.
We have.
Yes.
I know guy I work with is a North Carolina graduate. It is it's a great school, like elite school. Very preppy, right? Southern. They win the Director's Cup for success in every sport. Basketball's been not quite up to snuff lately. And you hire this? You have this going on? Your football program is a sideshow.
Are we starting to doubt whether he can win or not?
I don't know, man. Like,
I don't know.
Seems like it's that drastic which football games.
Be better to watch? Like, I think it would be, I don't want him to be successful because obviously that would impact Pitt. But I think it'd be better for TV and radio for it to be just a dumpster fire.
And Pitt doesn't play North Carolina this year.
No, they don't.
That is a huge
disappointment. It is starting. I mean, the fire is been lit. It's just a matter if it gets to the trash can or not.
He's probably one and done.
It's looking not good. And here's the thing I can't wrap my head around. Like, she seems very intelligent, right? And it's not that she would be intelligent. It's surprising to me, but like, I didn't have Jack figured out at 24 years old.
Nothing.
You are the winningest head coach in terms of Super Bowls in the history of the NFL. And if you were, if you still coach, you'd be the winningest all-time coach in the history of the NFL. You are a football genius, which means you are a genius. And you have handed over your life and your decision-making to a 24-year-old?
Like, I see what you're saying.
Because of the sex?
Well, Let me try to make some sense of this right now, going through my head. Bill Belichick, he is not savvy outside of football.
Okay.
He's not savvy, and he knows that. And that's how he's been operating for years, is not even caring about being savvy. You've listened to his interviews. He just doesn't.
Insta-chat and
yes,
face. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't. He's all football. But now he's in a situation where he knows he needs to be savvy outside of football because of recruiting and because of NIL and transfer portal. In his mind, he's brilliant, but also I think he's very practical. Like, he's like very cut and dry. He's a very dry humor person too. Like, he's like, yeah, black, white. But in a genius sense. I think honestly, in his mind, he's like, I have a 24-year-old girlfriend. She can relate better to anybody and to the student athletes that are coming in here and make me look like I'm, and she could project that better than I could. So I'm going to let her do it. She's going to talk for me and do everything for me outside of what football brings.
You have CBS now releasing statements about how the interview went down. You've got reports that North Carolina, as has just previously been mentioned, they're concerned that she has too much say. Just let's fast forward 15 years. I need the 30 for 30. I need it.
Well, he's promoting a book.
Right.
He's never done anything like this before.
No, so it's...
it's very odd behavior.
For someone that's been so laser-focused for so long, it seems like someone who's very distracted.
A little bit.
And now I have no doubt, looking at their staff, you have Freddie Kitchens as their offensive coordinator, NFL guy, his son. Have you seen the little clips of his son, like when he watches a play? He looks like he's, you know, just like humming. Like he's on something. They're going to be schemed up. Like they're going to be...
of course.
They're going to be well-coached. The question is it such a like reality TV show that it doesn't work?
I'm fixing to find out.